must be like, or at least think of what it's like to put myself in his shoes and not in contact with. Here with the delay. How y'all doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine. Good, thank you all for coming out. And I'd like to thank Emmanuel for setting all this up. Big round of applause for the show. Big thanks to Matt in the background there for allowing us his space here. Thank you very much, Sonia. Okay. Look at you all just looking at me. There you go. Here's my opening. Dick to do! You love starting with a dick to do. If you're ever bored, you're going down the street, you see a cop, try that. Just look at him and go, dick to do! It's pretty good. I like it because it makes me feel like a superhero, eh? And I get a lot of emails. I know some of you have emailed me previously, but sometimes incessantly. I get a lot of emails, and I've been told that I'm a hero to people. I didn't know about that too much. Then I was told I'm a super guy, and I realized I am, in fact, a superhero. I am. I have superpowers. I use them only for good. I have a superhero costume. I wear it under my street clothes all the time. I'm ready to go at a moment's notice. Yes, folks, I am Naked Man. See, this represents my butt. This doesn't. Well, you want some honesty? There you go. Are you happy now? Viagra, doo-doo-doo! you know what I think of myself as? I'm like freedom fluoride. Because I fight tooth decay. Not bad, eh? That's one of my cheesiest jokes, but just so you know, I'll let you off with a cheesier joke even. What is the most expensive cheese known to man? Wild Wolverine cheese. Yeah, market price is an arm and a leg. So I start slow, so what? Some people, after they meet me, they think I'm arrogant. Personally, I think they're lucky I talk to them. I don't think I'm arrogant. What it is this. I've come to the realization that I'm, in fact, divine. And so I accept that divine nature. And a ramification of that is I don't care if people like me. I really don't. I hope they do, but if not, I don't really care. So the end result is people think I'm an asshole because I don't care if they like me, and I do like me. It's true. And here's the thing. I'll tell you the secret about our existence in a bit. But here's the thing. You find someone who has rejected their own divine status, and there is nothing they hate more than someone who's accepted their own. Accept your own divine status, and people who have rejected their status are going to hate you for accepting what they couldn't. And if I find a punchline for that, I'm going to do awesome.
Hey, Rob, I'd like to tell him I'm not conceited, I'm convinced.
Who chose this? Thank you. Just so you know, I'm not big on hecklers. Actually, if we all just wanted a roundtable discussion, we could do that, but I need a chair then. Because if I'm standing in front of the group, I'm not listening. Okay, go ahead. What did you have to say? No? Come on, chair.
Floor's yours.
So then later we'll have some question and answer period. What I want to get to is the fact that we are all in fact divine. What people hate is when you accept your divine nature and you start following your conscience, then what you end up finding is that people who have not been following their conscience, but instead have been followed, finding reasons or excuses to not follow, then follow statutes and they want you to do it and suffer the consequences as well. This is what the whole free man movement is about. Who here has watched Bursting Bubbles of Government Deception? Magnificent Deception. Who is here dragged by someone else and has no idea who the fuck I am? Really? You guys have no idea?
I saw
no?